take them out of the house and destroy them.
Yes.
Now, you say you found these things underneath a pile of underwear.
That is correct.
Heavy or light?
Heavy or light what?
Underclothing.
Heavy-ish.
Winter underclothing. Obviously, the defendant would not be likely to go to that drawer.
Perhaps not.
Kindly answer my question. Would the defendant, in the hottest week of an exceptionally hot summer, be likely to go to a drawer containing winter underclothing, yes or no?
No.
In that case, is it not possible, Inspector, that the articles in question might have been put there by a third person and that the defendant was totally unaware of their existence?
I should not think it likely.
But it is possible.
Yes.
That is all.
There followed what seemed to be an interminable wrangle over the parcel containing the black beard sent by the theatrical costumiers.
I believe, Miss Howard, that it was you who found this sheet of brown paper.
Yes, I did.
And where did you discover it?
On top of a wardrobe.
On top of the prisoner's wardrobe?
I believe so.
Did you not find it yourself?
Yes.
Then you must know where you found it.
Yes, it was on top of Mr. Cavendish's wardrobe.
The prosecution then further established that an assistant at the costumiers had sent a black beard to a Mr. L. Cavendish on receipt of his letter and a postal order. Sir Ernest made short work of him.
And where was the letter sent from?
From Stiles Court.
The same address to which you sent the parcel?
Yes.
How do you know?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
How do you know that the letter came to you from Stiles Court? Did you notice the postmark?
No, but...
Did you keep the envelope?
No, I...
So you did not notice the postmark nor retain any proof of it. And yet you affirm so confidently that it came from Stiles. It might, in fact, have been any postmark.
I suppose it might.
In fact, the letter might have been posted from anywhere. From Wales, for instance...
The significance of that last question only became apparent when Lawrence Cavendish took the stand, for at the date when the beard had been ordered, he had in fact been in Wales.
Do I understand that you deny having sent an order for a black beard on the 25th of June?
I do.
Then how do you account for the fact that it was ordered in your name and sent in your name to Stiles?
I cannot account for it.
In the event of anything happening to your brother John, Mr. Cavendish, who will inherit Stiles Court? Answer my question, if you please.
I suppose I should.
What do you mean, you suppose? Your brother has no children. You would inherit, wouldn't you?
Yes.
That's better. Now, on Tuesday, the 17th of July, you went, I believe, to visit the dispensary at the Red Cross Hospital in Tadminster.
Yes.
Did you, while you happened to be alone there for a few seconds, unlock the poison cupboard and examine some of the bottles?
I may have done so.
I put it to you that you did.
Yes.
Did you examine one bottle in particular?
No. I do not think so.
Be careful, Mr. Cavendish. I am referring to a phial of hydrochloride of strychnine.
No, I am sure I didn't.
Then how do you account for the fact that you left the unmistakable imprint of your fingers on it?
I suppose I must have taken up the bottle.
I suppose so, too. Did you abstract any of the contents of the bottle?
Certainly not.
Then why did you take it up?
I once studied as a doctor. Such things naturally interest me.
So, poisons naturally interest you, do they, Mr. Cavendish? But you waited until you were alone before gratifying this interest of yours?
Well, I
have nothing further to ask you, Mr. Cavendish.
He is a clever man, Sir Ernest.
Do you think he really believes Lawrence is guilty?
I do not think he believes anything. What he is trying to do is to create such confusion in the minds of the jury that they cannot be certain which of the brothers did it. He is trying to make out that there is as much evidence against Lawrence as there is against John. and I think he may well succeed.